Spirit, you're welcome in this place tonight. Have your way. Teach us your word. Bring illumination, Lord, to our heart, that your word, Lord, might be unto us as a living word, the true and living word that quickens the heart, the soul, and the body. Father, you sent me with your word tonight. Anoint these lips of clay and let them, Lord, exegete exactly what your mind, your will, and your expectations for your people to be. Let, Lord, the words of my mouth, Lord, bring the grace that will energize your people, Lord, to walk the walk of the Spirit. Thank you, precious Spirit, for making tonight a night of nights. Let the Spirit of intercession, the Spirit of supplication, characterize our hearts today. Our lives shall be marked by prayer and prayer and grace alone. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord. Well, I welcome you to tonight's service. It's been Abundant Life Embassy. The Lord took us on a journey looking at the spirit of grace and supplications. In the book of Hebrews chapter 9, we are told that chapter 10, now we learned that the Holy Spirit is also known as the Spirit of Grace. Now, is the Spirit of Grace, it is the same Spirit that is able to energize us, bring to us the will to pray, the willingness to pray, and to align ourselves with God's purpose for our lives, more especially to pray. The Bible says that men ought always to pray and not to faint. We all know that it's not easy praying. Yes, it is not easy to forgive. It is not easy to live the life of the Spirit in this carnal flesh. Apostle Paul says in 2 Corinthians 5, verses 1 and 2, he talks about this earthly tabernacle. There's this weakness. In chapter 7 of Romans, he talks about the things that he will to do, the good that he will to do, that he find not in his members, in his body. It is not in man to do good after the fall of Adam. It appears that our life has been programmed to go wayward. Isaiah the prophet says, all we like sheep have gone our separate ways. We have gone astray. None seeketh God. None looks after God. None cares about God. It's a generation that is departed from their maker. So it takes some grace to bring us into alignment. It takes something that will cause people to seek God, to desire, to test after righteousness. It is called grace. And that's what the Holy Spirit does in our lives, to bring to us this spirit of grace and supplications. So in our previous episode, we looked at what the spirit of grace is and how it births in us the spirit of supplications. Okay, the Bible says in the book of Hebrews, I want to show you something. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Tonight, the Lord will help you treat certain areas of your life that needs upgrading or that needs modification by the Spirit, so that we shift, see, a shift from the flesh to flow in the Spirit. And then I'm going to show you how the spirit of prayer or the spirit of supplication is able to do so in us. The Bible says in chapter 5 of Hebrews, chapter 5, the verse 7, who in the days of his flesh, when he has offered up prayers and supplications with strong, and align this, with strong crying and tears unto him that was able to save him from death, and was heard in that he feared. Though he were a son, yet learned he obedience by the things which he suffered. So last week we looked at the suffering of Christ, that Christ learned obedience through the things which he suffered. What did he suffer? What did he suffer? Yes, he suffered in the Spirit. Now we saw that in chapter 20 of Matthew, the verse 17, he began to show them about the death, the precarious death that he needs to die. He was not afraid to die, was not afraid to go to the cross, because he was telling them, he said, let's go to Jerusalem, that's where I'm going to be crucified. He prophesied of his death. He welcomed it. But he was so grieved by the fact that he shall be separated from the Holy Spirit, that the Spirit of God would depart from him. He was not ready for that. So he wished that he would die all right, but then the Spirit wouldn't leave him. And that was his will. So in the book of James 1:17, the Bible says, of his own will begot he us. So he had a will. We learned that Jesus also had his own will. He decided to die for us. He could have said, oh, I don't want to die any longer. And that's it. But then he had to learn obedience through the things which he suffered. How did he suffer? So I take you to the book of Luke chapter 12. Luke 22. Praise God. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. We are here to draw from your spirit. The energy. That energy. Praise the Lord. Now, Luke chapter 22, the verse 40. And when he was at the place, he said unto them, pray ye that ye enter not into temptation. Prayer helps us to shift from our own will. Pray that you don't get tempted to flow in sync with the dictates of the flesh. Pray lest you be carried away by the flesh, the desires of the flesh, by the weight of the flesh. He said, pray. Now look at this. And he was withdrawn from them about a stone cast, and knelt down and prayed. Jesus prayed. Well, look at the content of the prayer. Saying, Father, if thou be willing, remove this cup from me. It was not a cup of physical suffering. Yes, his body was supposed to be lacerated. It was to be bruised, as captured by Isaiah. He knew. It was to be pierced. He knew. But he was so grieved by the fact that the Spirit of God will depart from him. That was what he was praying against. Listen to me. The will of God is non-negotiable. You can't negotiate the will of God. You can't bargain with God on his will. Don't give God alternatives. So the Bible says that Jesus learned obedience through the things which he suffered. How did he suffer? Look at this. The Bible says in the verse 42, saying, Father, if thou be willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, that means he had his own will. Not my will, but thine be done. And there appeared an angel unto him from heaven, strengthening him. So was strengthened by an angel. Listen, I told you that the Spirit of grace will lead you, will birth and cause supplications, the quest to pray. The Spirit of grace, which is the Holy Ghost, will drive you into prayer, because that's the desire of the Spirit. That's what God says for us to do, to pray without ceasing, to pray without ceasing, to pray always. In Matthew chapter 18, men ought to pray always and not to give up, not to faint. When you don't feel like praying, that's when you need to really pray. When the weight of the flesh begins to weigh you down, say, no, I have to lift up prayer. And listen, do not ever lie down to pray. You'll be tripped down by the flesh. Don't kneel to pray. Stand in prayer. Kneel in prayer. Walk about and pray. When you don't feel like praying, just stand to your feet and begin to speak in other tongues. Pray in the Holy Ghost. The spirit of supplications will be birthed in you by the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost will grant you utterance, and it will birth in you supplications. Praise God. So an angel appeared unto him, strengthening him in prayer. Oh. Why do we pray? Why do we pray? Listen, the thing about praying long is not because God just wants us to, as it were, just be praying. Of course, our prayers, as captured by John in Revelation chapter 5, verse 8 and 8 and 5, are sweet odors in heaven, the perfume of heaven. It does not mean that God just wants just to be smell the perfume. Guess what? As we're praying for nations, interceding in the spirit, it is captured. They are quantified as incense from our hearts, a heart of prayer, A prayer of faith and love is so aromatic in the spirit. And we are encouraged to be praying all the time. To be praying without ceasing. Hallelujah. What a privilege we have in Jesus to be praying in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Now, he was strengthened. I want to show you something that also happened in the days of one of the prophets by name Daniel. So Daniel the prophet also prayed, and something happened. We are told by the word of God that, of course, thank you Holy Spirit, we told by the Lord by the scripture that Daniel prayed, and the prince of Persia arrested Daniel's prayer, the answers to Daniel's prayer. Listen, the more you pray, the more angels are released, because angels are authorities. As you pray and climb higher, you are strengthened. You see, Jesus prayed, and an angel was sent to him to strengthen him in prayer. You wield that kind of power when you pray for that long. The thing about praying long is to sustain the spirit. Right? So in the flesh, you are carried. You are weighed down. You want to pray, but you cannot pray like I told you last week. In a previous episode, that you want to pray. And even as you pray in the Holy Ghost, your mind is set on certain things. You begin to see pictures of things that have walled up your soul. It's about games. It's about business, transactions. So those things will be coming. They will crop up your mind. They'll be coming. You keep doing it. Keep praying the Holy Ghost. Keep praying until there is a balance in the spirit. When your soul begins to give up, you see, give up, yield to the spirit, then you take over the spirit realm. You begin to operate in the spirit. That means the spirit of God begins to take over. Your spirit is able to bear on the wings of the spirit, and then you begin to flow. So you keep praying until there is this stability. It's just like a plane on a runway. You have to move steadily in the spirit. So your mind could be on so many things. Yes. Still, don't give up. Continue. La grando shata la baha. Credo sigobale marando shates. Crecom vradima hasete. Until you shut the world. Until your mind is devoid of mental pictures of this world. And then you climb. You'll be on a flight of the spirit. Be ready for that. So that is our prayer. So Jesus prayed, and an angel was released. I want to show you what happened in the days of Daniel 2 as well. Thank you, Lord Jesus. La grado shatadaba, bradabaho, setele, ratoski head. Oh, la gabaya, drokoski head. Daniel chapter 9, verse 1. In the first year of Darius the king, the son of Ahasuerus, of the seed of the Medes, which was made king over the realms of the Chaldeans. In the first year of his reign, I, Daniel, understood by books the number of years whereof the word of the Lord came unto Jeremiah the prophet, that he would accomplish 70 years in desolation of Jerusalem. So the guy said, oh wow, when I heard of these, when I learned and found out this knowledge, I began to seek the face of God in prayer. But let's see what happened, the reason why we pray. Now, my emphasis tonight is to help you overcome the little forces in your life, and as well to look at the dead flies. Do you know that as a man of God, your anointing can be smelling? The reason for consecration, the reason for consecrated life. If you don't know, in Ecclesiastes 10 verse 1, the Bible says that dead flies, they cause the perfumer's oil to smell. They send forth a stench to the perfumer's oil, to the apothecary, the sweet savor, and that's the Holy Spirit. They cause the ointment to smell. Your anointing can smell. It can drive away. See, instead of favor, bringing in helpers, bringing in the goodness and mercies, this kind of anointing can scare people away. Don't forget that the guy Saul was anointed by God. And something happened. He didn't see work on himself to put away that envy. He didn't work on himself to put away the flesh. And so he became an anointed, envious one. The guy envied the Lord's anointed. He was operating the flesh. He worked and moved in cross purpose with God. He knew that God would anoint David. God would raise David as his king. God would be the next king and not his son. He wanted to create a dynasty. Meanwhile, God's purpose must stand. The guy fought, even though he was anointed. Listen, the thing about anointing is this. If you don't work on yourself and you get anointed, that is why after deliverance or mighty move of the Spirit, some pastors can go about doing their own thing, because the anointing, I'll teach you tonight, the anointing brings life to your spirit, to your soul. So if you were stealing before, that's how come some pastors sell oil and so many things. I'm not talking against people, but I want you to know, it is not because they are only envious, but they've been empowered. The Holy Ghost is an empowerment. The anointing, the empowerment of the Spirit is upon them. And has awakened, it has activated that instinct in them to desire more, to steal, to cheat others, to exploit them. So they can even sell prophecy, pay this and come for prophecy because of the anointing. Tonight, the Lord is bringing deliverance your way through the Spirit of grace and supplications. The Lord is dealing with that aspect of you that is of the flesh, because if those things are not, you know, mortified, they can affect your walk with God. Let me show you Daniel first. So Daniel said in verse 3 that I set my face unto the Lord God to seek by prayer and supplications. Wow. With fastings and sackcloth and ashes. And I prayed unto the Lord my God and made my confession, said, O Lord, the great and dreadful God, keep the covenant and mercy to them that love him and to them that keep his commandments. We have sinned. So he prayed. He prayed. And prayed. Now I want you to look at something. So in chapter 10, so the guy had prayed, right? When he had done praying in the verse 20, and while I was speaking and praying and confessing my sins and the sins of my people of Israel and presenting my supplication before the Lord, before my God for the holy mountain of my God, while I was speaking in prayer, even the man Gabriel, are you following? Even the man Gabriel, whom I have seen in the vision at the beginning, being caused to fly swiftly, touched me about the time of the evening oblation, and informed me and talked with me and said, O Daniel, I am now come forth to show thee skill and understanding. At the beginning of thy supplications, the commandment came forth, and I came to show thee, for thou art greatly beloved, that therefore understand the matter and the vision. Now, I want you to look at this thing critically. How that the guy prayed and the prince of Persia withstood his prayer. And the angel said, you know, I was saying for the first day that you did chasten yourself to seek the face of God. I was sent to you with answers. But the prince of Persia withstood. I am sharing with you on the spirit of grace and supplications. And I want to explain what the anointing does. Listen, the fact that you have the Holy Spirit, listen, in Romans 8, reading Romans 8, the verse 9, the Bible says that everyone that is in Christ has received the Holy Spirit already. But the fact that you have the Holy Spirit does not mean that you live a righteous life. Although you are righteous, but you cannot live right until it is activated. The things about the Spirit is that you have to desire. You have to activate them. It is not automatic. The things of the Spirit are not automatic in the earth. God cannot step in here, Psalm 115, verse 16, until we invite God. He's giving the earth to flesh, to sons of men. We have the flesh to occupy this place. We are spirit, but we are flesh. So no devil, no demon has that right. Unless a man permits, a man legally gives that opportunity, the right, the authority to. that demon to function. No demon has the right in your family, in the life of anyone, except a fellow man like you avails himself. You get it now? So there is nothing automatic about a spirit in the physical realm. That is the essence of prayer. While we pray, I want to show you something. So the fact that you have the Holy Spirit does not mean that you will stop stealing, you stop lying. No. And I want to show you how to overcome those things by the spirit of prayer, by the spirit of supplication, grace and supplication. Hallelujah. So Daniel said that he had prayed, and the Lord released an angel to him. We read about Jesus in Luke 22, that he was bargaining with God on the will of God for his life. He agreed to the terms and conditions, but one, that the Spirit of God might depart from him. He was not ready. And he prayed that that cup should be taken away. That cup. The departure of the Spirit from him. The separation of the Holy Spirit from him. He was not willing for that. And the Bible says he learned obedience through the things which he suffered. How did he suffer? He suffered in prayer, in the Spirit. He agonized. An angel was released. Now, chapter 10. Look at this. About Daniel 2 verse 4. Why you have to pray long? Why you need to pray? Why you have to pray? When you don't feel like praying, you have to pray. That's when you have to pray. Now, look at this. And I, Daniel, alone saw the vision, and the men that were with me saw not the vision. But a great quickening fell upon them, so that they fled to hide themselves. Therefore, I was left alone and saw this great vision. And there remained no strength in me, for my comeliness was turned in me into corruption, and I retained no strength. Yet heard I the voice of his word. And when I heard the voice of his word, and when I was in a deep sleep on my face, and my face toward the ground. And behold, an hand touched me, and set me upon my knees, and upon the palms of my hand. And he said unto me, O Daniel, a man greatly beloved, understand the words that I speak unto thee, and stand upright, for unto thee I am now sent. And when he had spoken these words unto me, I stood trembling. And he said unto me, Fear not, Daniel, for from the first day that thou didst set thy heart to understand and to chasten thyself before thy God, thy words were heard, and I am come forth for thy words. But the prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood me, and 21 days. So for the 21 days, I was held by one demon somewhere. That's Daniel speaking over here. Listen to me. Every believer, according to Romans 8, the verse 9, the Bible says, ye are not in the flesh, but in the spirit. If any man has not the spirit of Christ, he is none of his. Every believer, Christ is not the physical place. He is indwelling you. Once you say, come and live in me, come and dwell in me. He lives in you by the agency of the Holy Spirit that you have received. So every believer has the Holy Spirit, but it does not guarantee an automatic change. You are told to renew your mind. I'll show you how to mortify the deeds of the flesh shortly. So Daniel said, an angel was sent to me. Now, the more we pray, you see, the more we tear the realms. It's like the realms begin to tear for us to enter dimensions. That is why every prayer, every prophet is a man of prayer. Praise the Lord. Praise God forevermore. So, Daniel said, as I prayed, the angel was sent unto me to strengthen me. So there's this strengthening in prayer as you supplicate God. You receive more grace to continue in prayer. So I read this for you to understand what happened to Jesus. In Luke 22, the verse 42, he said, Father, if thou be willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. You cannot compromise the standards of God. You cannot negotiate the will of God. Jesus tried it. It never worked. It never worked. In the book of Hebrews 5:7-8, we are told that, see, in the days of his flesh, He agonized in prayer. He prayed. He prayed. Now, for the will of God concerning his life, that's the departure of the Spirit of God to be taken away, that part to be compromised. But that did not work. So he had to learn obedience through the things which he suffered. He was energized. He was strengthened in prayer to understand the will of God, to just allow the will of God to be fulfilled in his life. That's the meaning of the obedience that Jesus learned. He was already obedient, but only at one point in his life. He only wanted the Holy Spirit not to depart. He was willing to die, but not. Sometimes we are also willing to serve God, but on our own terms. And that's what the Holy Spirit does in our lives. To let the little foxes. Tonight we're going to define the foxes in your life, as well as the dead flies that can cause your anointing to smell. If you don't change your ways, if you don't allow the Holy Ghost to help you change, you will still be that stubborn person, that self-willed person who will not allow the word of God to permeate through his being, to have his way. You'll be full of yourself. Tonight, you are receiving new knowledge. So when you pray, you know that this is what I'm doing. I'm getting better. By the day, as I pray, I get better. Without even making mention of whatever, as I speak in other tongues, I build my spiritual life. Jude verse 20, I build my life. Now look at this. The Bible says that in Hebrews 5 verse 7, who in the days of his flesh, when he had offered up prayers and supplications with strong crying and tears unto him that was able to save him from death, and was heard, in that he feared God. He was heard because he aligned. But we are told that before he aligned, he was strengthened. So I read to you again. The verse 8. Though he were a son, though the favorite son of God, the beloved son of God, yet learned he obedience by the things which he suffered. So what did he suffer? Look over here. Luke chapter 22, the verse 42. Saying, Father, if thou be willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will but thine be done. And there appeared an angel unto him from heaven, strengthening him. And being in an agony, he prayed more earnestly. When he was strengthened, he prayed more. Received the strength to pray more, to stay long in prayer, long hours in prayer, to spend days in his presence. The Bible says it is an evil course in Ecclesiastes 8 verse 3 to be in a hurry, to rush out of his presence. It says, do not be in a hurry to leave the king's presence. Spend time in his presence. He will smell God. He will rub himself on you. The supernatural becomes so real in your life. Praise God. Now, the verse 44. And being in an agony, he prayed more earnestly, and his sweat was, as it were, great drops of blood falling to the ground. And when he arose from prayer, and when he was come to his disciples, he found them sleeping for sorrow. And he said unto them, why sleepeth ye? Rise and pray, lest ye enter into temptation. Now, this temptation is the temptation to follow the will of the flesh, the desire of the flesh. Pray, so that you also get strengthened. Now look at it. Because he told them that, you see, the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak, the body is weak. So pray. The spirit of man, as recreated by God, wants to follow God, but the flesh, the soul, is unwilling. So how do I get my soul to align with God's will? I have to pray. I have to pray. I have to stand in supplication. I have to be praying. In prayer, you are strengthened. The more you pray, the more authority is released. Listen, the more you pray, angels are released unto you. Many don't know. Be a man of prayer. Every realm has its own authority. So when you get to that realm, some angels are released unto you. Daniel the prophet prayed for 21 days, fasted, and his own angel was arrested. Are you following? Was arrested. Until some angels were released to come to his aid, his own angel was arrested, was molested and disciplined by those demonic forces. Because they are, you see, authority is hierarchical. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah forevermore. Though you were a son, he learned obedience by the things which he suffered. Let me show you something. What do you do in prayer? You see, when you pray, the Spirit of God takes over. The Bible says in Romans chapter 8, let me show you very fast. Romans chapter 8. This is what happens when you pray in the Holy Ghost. As you pray, the Holy Ghost himself is the spirit of intercession, right? So intercede. Romans 8:26. The Bible says, oh, thank you, Lord. Romans 8:26. Likewise, the Spirit also helps or helpeth our infirmities, our weaknesses. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit himself makes intercessions for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And he that searches the heart, he that searches our heart, knows what the will, knows the mind of the Spirit. And because he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. Listen, he knows the mind of the Spirit for us. He makes intercessions. So as we pray, the Holy Ghost, you see, so when you start praying like that, listen, your mind may be set on other things. Some pictures might be creeping in. They may be coming from whatever you've been doing. If you love to play cards, you will see the cards. If you like to argue, the person you argue with will be coming, because all those things are recorded in your soul. So they will come up. They are in you. And the Spirit of God wants you to empty your soul. So in prayer, those things come out. See, that's why you have to be praying consistently. They come out until your mind becomes stable. When your mind, that's the seat of your soul becomes subject, yields to the Spirit. Then the Spirit takes over. Though you are praying, your mind is on something else. Your mind might be on physical things, on worldly things. It takes the Spirit. So the Holy Ghost helps our weaknesses. What are some of these weaknesses? I want to show you. Sometimes, you see, God wants us to unite with the Spirit. The unity of the Spirit to be attending services, not to miss service, but we can't. We try, but we cannot do it. In Ephesians 4, I want to show you something. Verse 1. I therefore the prisoner of the Lord. He calls himself prisoner of the Lord. He serves the will of God, not his mind. He's a prisoner to the will of God, prisoner to the Spirit. Now he says, I therefore the prisoner of the Lord beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation wherewith ye are called. Walk worthy of the profession, the Christian profession. Walk worthy of it. How do you do it? With all lowliness. See, the word lowliness means humility. With all humility and meekness. The proof of your humility is your meekness. The willingness to yield. Although you've made up your mind not to pray, but the meek will always, oh my God. So long as you are calling on prayer, I'll pray. So long as my pastor is calling me to pray, or so long as I am being called to do this, I will do it. I made up my mind not to do this, but so long as God's word says for me to do, I'll do. So this is what the spirit of supplication will do for you. Now, to know that you are humble, you'll be meek. I want to show you something. With long suffering. So look at it. To the test of your humility is your meekness. The test of your meekness is proved by your long suffering. How you can endure? How long can you endure? How much endurance do you have? Are you patient in hope? Do you rejoice in hope? Are you following? Do you rejoice in hope? Patient in tribulation. So starting from verse 2, again, with all holiness, with meekness, and meekness, with long suffering. Are you following now? With long suffering, forbearing one another in love. So look at it. The proof that you are very humble is one, your lowliness. See, your lowliness shows your humility. So the proof that you are humble is your meekness. Oh, everybody can just claim he's humble. But how meek are you? God testified of the humility of Moses. God said the guy is meek, the meekest man I've ever known among men. God testified of the guy's humility. With meekness. Now, then with long suffering, forbearing one another in love. Now, so look at it. So your meekness shows your humility. Then your long suffering shows how well, how meek you are. You get it now? Then your love determines how enduring you can be. Your endurance level, your love, forbearing one another in love. This one I want to show you about little forces. Look at it. In the verse 20. But ye have not so learned Christ. If you are the type that would choose which services to join, which programs to join, although the word of God or the word that came to you says for you not to do this, yet you can choose your own way. You are so self-willed. Listen, Jesus bargained. He bargained with God in prayer. He was strengthened when he supplicated God. He prayed them more until he was able to yield to the Spirit. He learned obedience. Now listen, it doesn't matter how you want to pray, though you want to be prayerful and what have you, God says don't pray today or leave the prayer room today. Don't say, oh, I always pray, so let me pray. You can die foolishly when God directs you by his Spirit. You don't hold on to the past. What God says for you to do is what you do. Live in the present revelation, the present truth. It takes prayer as God directs you in prayer. God speaks. There's a voice of God. There's a wisdom in God that you will never attain unto unless you stand in supplication. Because God speaks to us. He intrudes our world. We also intrude into the divine through prayer. So, the Bible says, but ye have not so learned Christ. Do you know Christ? He said, let this mind be in you as it was also in Christ, Jesus. What are we talking about? I want to show you in the book of maybe Matthew chapter 11, the verse 29. Matthew 11, where are you? Matthew 11. Look at this. Why are you so self-willed? Are you a Christian? He said, you have not so learned Christ. You don't know Christ. You have not known him. Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. Take Matthew 11:29. I want you to see for yourself. I'm starting from the verse. Do you know Jesus? Listen, in Matthew 11, the verse 28. Let's start from 27. All things are delivered unto me of my Father. That's by my Father. He has given me all things. And no man knows the Son. Nobody knows Jesus. But the Father, neither knoweth any man the Father. No one knows the Father. No one knows God except the Son, and he to whom he reveals. So if you say you're a Muslim, whatever, and you don't know Jesus, you never know the Father. Because for you to know God, if you claim you are worshiping God, you must know Jesus. The revelation of Jesus. Look at this. It says, and all things are delivered unto me of my Father. And no man knows the Son, but the Father knows the Son. And no man, neither knoweth any man the Father, save the Son, and he to whom the Son will reveal. So it comes by revelation. Like he told them, flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, by revelation. Not by documentation of someone. No, by revelation. He reveals by the Spirit. Anyone that doesn't have the Holy Spirit doesn't know Jesus. And of course, he doesn't know the Father, because you need to know. By the Spirit, you know Jesus. And by Jesus, you know God. So if you don't have the Holy Ghost, the Bible says you are none of His. You're not a child of God. I beg to differ. I don't care what you've believed. According to the Scriptures, you don't know the Father. Look at it. Verse 28. So he says, come unto me if you know me. Come unto me. All ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Look at the rest. Take my yoke. Parabadawai. To be a Christian. Is it difficult? No. If you don't yield to the Father, you may say it's very difficult. If you don't have the Spirit of grace to fulfill your call, your mandate in Christ, you will complain. You're not the one to fulfill it, as it were. He does it through you, in partnership with you. You don't do it alone. He doesn't do it for you. He does it in collaboration with you. You have to collaborate with him. The reason why you've not stopped telling lies, you cheapen lies, even talking to man of God, they added that share testimony and they add lies to it. Because of the absence of grace. There are levels of grace. I pray for you tonight that the Spirit of grace would envelop your spirit now and give you the grace to supplicate God. Because in supplication, there is submission of our will to the Father. The more you pray, if you see people pray a lot and yet they are self-willed, they don't have revelation of the Spirit. They don't know what they're doing. They don't pray by love. They can stand in faith, yet love is absent. You can't be self-willed when you're led by the Spirit. Your will being the will of the Father. The wheels. Your will will be in the wheels of the Father. So you cannot be self-willed. He wills you. He drags you along. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. So you have to learn of Jesus. Look at it. What do we learn? For I am meek and lowly in heart. Listen, if you're very stubborn, you're not a Christian. You're not what you're not what the name Christian. You're not a Christian. You have not learned. Say, take my yoke. Take my yoke. And learn of me. Take my yoke and learn of me. That someone says sorry, you can still say, I have not forgiven you. Take my yoke. Be lowly. Be humble. Putting the interests of others first. Before they even come to say sorry to you, you've already forgiven them. And you tell them, I even forgave you before you said sorry to me. It is natural for you to say sorry for you, you know, for going wrong. You know what he said? He said, if any man has, you know, oh my God, Shalabaha. This is what he said in Matthew 5. That if someone has somewhat against you, not that you have done it wrong, right? But then someone has even wronged you and you realize that there's no peace between the two of you. Leave your offering at the altar and go and make peace. How can you be praying when you carry this weight in your heart? Unforgiveness. Learn of Jesus. His yoke is easier. Learn of me. These little foxes make you smell in the spirit if you never know. I've told you today. These little foxes. The Bible said they destroy the tender vine. What's the vine? Jesus says, I am the vine. And here are the branches. Your connection to Jesus. Little force can destroy it. They can destroy it. I can prove to you using the book of John, chapter 14, the verse 21. If you follow his commandment, he said, he will make his home in you with the Father. You will carry his presence. You will carry the presence of God. Let go of offenses. Don't be so self-willed. Don't be too rigid, too tough on people. In ever, we say Bajidi, Natri, Benga, Nyabotre. See, if you're a Christian, There's a life of a Christian that must show in you. Let your light so shine. And this is what you can do in prayer. You will be strengthened in prayer. Listen, continue in prayer. The Bible says to continue in prayer. Reading the book of Romans 12, verse 12. The Bible says, rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, instant in prayer. Continue. Instant in prayer. Why? It will make you better. It will change something in you. If you never knew before, in the spirit, we make progress. Come! All ye that are, see, you want to stop that habit. Like I told you, King Saul, he had his own fair share of this life of greed, selfishness. He got anointed. I've explained why anointed man of God can do that. See, can do wrong things if they don't really work. They don't allow, they don't avail themselves to the Spirit to work on them. They can lead many astray. They can do so many things under the influence of the Spirit. Because the Holy Ghost comes to energize you. And as it touches you, even your flesh, the Bible says it quickens your mortal body. Even this physical body receives life. That electrifying life of the Spirit affect everything about you. That is why you have to love prayer. And my prayer for you is that the spirit of supplication will arrest you. That you find yourself praying and praying and praying long in his presence. It is the same spirit that will cause you to long for his presence, to desire to pray. It will beckon you prayer. You're not asking God for anything, just in prayer. Katalaba roko siha mazalabi leko shateba brando siyo de reketele zevrendo bosa haya azelekido raba kadende leko shkate rekosa marando shitoza reketele mazon rakadia mazele leko siya dan. Why am I this way? I want to change. And you partner with you. It will energize you. Strength is released in prayer. We saw Daniel in Daniel 9. He prayed. Gabriel was released. In chapter 10, after the fast, the Bible said an angel was released to strengthen him. He dropped as dead. He fell on his face when he saw the vision. He said he was lifeless. And that angel touched him. He said, be strengthened, O Daniel. And he said, and I received strength. He was set on his knee again to pray. What for? To pray. When that grace comes upon you, it will lead you to devotion. You will be devoted to the things of God. You will have to pray. Stay long in his presence. Longing for his presence. That's where I always want to be. In your presence. High above. In your presence, I am content. High above. In your presence, I am content. In your presence there is love. Fire. There's love in his presence. The expressions of his joy, his faithfulness, his tender mercies are seen in his presence. And that's why you bring your love song offering. Kola karabahasotis. Belikora baraya mo seketele yaranos rekoti yava lindo sateka bayados rekitio mahazia rekatele bosiada. What are we doing? We are participating in God's kind. Our spirit is rubbing hayabaha riko paharanos ye letos kipo hofara. Is it rubbing itself against the will of the Father? Lord, we thank you so much. Learn of me. I am lowly. I'm meek and lowly. Jesus says, I'm meek and lowly. Why are you so rigid? Why are you not humble? Why are you not meek? Your desire to live a meek life, a life of meekness, will take you very far. And the spirit of grace and supplications can birth that thing in you. That your character will change. In that supplication, see, when you supplicate God like that, there is what we call reformation, transformation. By prayer, you transform. See, God works on you. The greatest enemy of the believer is himself, his will. His will. Guess what? Jesus walked perfectly before God. Yet, at a point, he never wanted to depart, separate pathways with the Holy Spirit. And he prayed. And God said, oh my God, la grado si haha. Like he told Paul, Apostle Paul, in 2 Corinthians 12, my grace is sufficient unto you. He prayed. He received more grace to pray more. He prayed again. Let me show you something. So, how do you take up your... See, he said, take up. See, take my yoke upon you. Take my yoke. And learn of me. Learn Christ. Ephesians 4 verse 20 says, ye have not so learned Christ. You have not learned Christ. How do I learn him? I'll learn him in prayer. The Holy Ghost is the one that does the work. Bring change to me. I don't know why I'm so worldly. I want to be spiritual. How can I devote myself? How can I follow my calling? Yes, it is prayer. It takes the spirit of grace. If I just mention prayer, you run away. But listen, it takes that spirit of grace. So what do you do? One, you desire the spirit of grace. Two, you have to be disciplined enough to pray when the grace comes. And that's consistency. And be devoted to it. Dedicate yourself to prayer. When that grace comes, first desire, he will come. Lord, today I wish I could pray for 5 hours. Don't be afraid. It's not about your ability. It's about the ability of the Spirit. I want to go 5 hours now in the name of Jesus. And I know your ability, Lord, that you are able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all I can ever ask, think, or imagine. Lord, right now, in the name of Jesus, then you switch over. Pradigo, lego, lo, shataya, regede. Make sure your mind is devoid of all worldly affairs, worldly activities, that your mind is not in line with the Spirit, and start the Spirit prayer. That's when prayer is birth. The real prayer is birth. The prayer of the Spirit is a real prayer. That the Spirit of God takes over. Begin to do so. So, until you have landed or you've taken flights, don't be praying in your understanding. Pray in the Spirit like that. Stop praying in the Spirit. Stop praying. Of course, there are people who have trained their spirit so much, and so they can just take off instantly, like the helicopter. They can take off. As soon as they start, kaladado, sekolaha, rekutiyaba. So, what do you do? To be lowly, to be meek and lowly, you must desire the Spirit of grace. He will teach you through supplications. So, look at this. He says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. You want to stop standing, but you cannot stop. You are laboring. You are trying with all effort. God knows you are trying. But hey, there's a way to go about it. The Bible says in the book of Romans chapter 8, I want to show you something. In the book of Romans 8, look at it. You cannot stop stealing by yourself. And that is, listen to me, I have told you before, and I'm telling you again, that you can be anointed and be a thief. Yes, because you're a thief, you become an anointed thief. You can steal very well. Don't be surprised to see men of God doing wrong stuff. Why? Because they are men of God. The money aspect of them is still alive. They have not mortified them. In Romans 8, the verse 10, and if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness that he gave you. So this is the legal aspect. So long as you're in Christ, this flesh is dead. But why then do you steal? Why do you still have lust in you? Why do you then go after the wrong stuff? Follow this. Then he says, verse 11, but if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, if that Spirit dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal body. See, is able to quicken, to give life, vitalize our physical body. So it's the Spirit is able to affect our soul as well. Oh, I, You hear men of God in Ghana here, I don't know about other part of the world, some of them, they love worldly songs. They have appetite for, you know, they love country music, cools and what have you, and they say they have changed, and people say they have not really changed. Listen, they have not really given their life to Christ. They have given. Of course, truly they have the Holy Spirit in them. Let me read the verse 10 to you. Now look at the verse 8 and 10. So for clarity's sake. So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. But ye are not in the flesh, but in the spirit. So even though I'm singing worldly song, I'm in the spirit. Hey, as a pastor, I still am in the spirit. Yes, Christ is a spirit. He's the realm of the spirit. It's a place. It's called the spirit. Look at it. And if Christ, look at it. But ye are not in the flesh, but in the spirit. If so be that the spirit of God dwell in you. Now, if any man have not the spirit of Christ, he is none of his. So, if you were Christian, you have the Holy Spirit. He lives in you. The moment Christ came to live in you, not bodily, by the spirit, that's it. Jesus said, listen, very soon, right? Today you see me, tomorrow you shall not see me. He was telling them. And he says, I'll be in you. It's good that I depart, that I might be in you. I'll come unto you and be with you and be in you. So that Jesus, by the Holy Spirit, right? So he now lives in us by his presence as the Holy Spirit. So, but I want to ask you, are you wondering as to why people steal? You think Christians cannot steal, do all the wrong stuff? They can do that. They can do that if they don't avail themselves. The fact that you're a Christian does not mean that you stop sinning. Until I decide, yes, you can decide and yet be sinning. So you can make all your resolutions. Tell God, next year I will no longer steal. I've stopped extortion. You still do it. I will not gossip. You still do them. You wait till you fast and pray. Have you wondered why people fast, and when they fast, they feel more hungry? That's when their senses are really alert, and the stench of food, the aroma of food becomes so real to them. Their spirit is really awakened. Their soul is also awakened. They see all the stuff that they couldn't see before. It is the investment they've made in their soul that is calling on them, pulling them. What do you need? You need to be in supplication. The Spirit of God will help you. You not even saying, Father, let me stop this. No. Look at this. Verse 10. If Christ be in you, the Spirit is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is alive because of righteousness. Verse 11. But if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by the Spirit that dwell in you. Not the Spirit that is coming, but the Spirit that dwells in you. Next verse. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors not to the flesh. We don't owe the flesh to live after the flesh. It is not compulsory to sin, to tell lies. We are not debtors. We are not ordinary. Look at it. Verse 13. For if ye live after the flesh, ye shall die. But if ye through the Spirit do mortify, oh my God, so I can mortify the deeds of the flesh through the Spirit. How do I do that? Jesus was compromising the will of God. He prayed that God would compromise his own standard for him, that the Spirit of God will not be taken away from him. And it never worked. Learn from Jesus. He learned obedience. It proves that we cannot negotiate the will of God. And here, we are told that if through the Spirit we do what? Mortify the deeds of the flesh. So as I pray, Romans 8 tells us, likewise the Spirit also. So I want to change. Yes, likewise the Spirit also. He helps my weaknesses. I desire a change. I want to change. Likewise the Spirit also desire the change in you. So he prays. He is the Spirit of intercession. He prays through you, calling for a change. He is moved. So as you pray, you get strengthened. Daniel said, and I was raised to my knees. Daniel chapter 10. The angel set me on my knees. What for? To pray. To pray. I was set on my knees. What for? To pray. And that's what we must all be doing. Look at it. The Bible says that. Look at this. So, for if ye live after the flesh, ye shall die. But if ye through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the flesh, ye shall live. For as many as are led by the Spirit, they are the sons of God. We have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but we have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father, Kalabaha, Reko Sabraba, Leko Sibahaye, Mrakosha, Reko Sibihi, the spirit of adoption. We have been adopted into the Spirit to live the Spirit life. We have been made spirit men. We are already spirit, but this adoption has brought us into the family of God, in God's Spirit. That we walk this walk of the Spirit, that our affections and everything shall be in line with the Spirit. Our emotions shall be in line with God's desire for our lives. That we shouldn't be that selfish. Wasn't King Saul anointed? He was anointed. Yet. Now look at this. I want to read to you. Look at the dangers of getting connected to Jesus and yet living your own life. In Songs of Solomon chapter 2, the verse 15. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Look at this. Songs of Solomon 2. Take us the forces. Take us, oh God, the forces. The foxes. No foxes. So here they are like they acting like rodents destroying the plants. The little foxes that spoil the vines, for our vines have tender grapes.
Oh my God, listen.
The Spirit of God is very sensitive. What's the vine? The vine is the body of Christ. He said, I am the vine, ye are the branches. Look at it. The grapes, oh my God, that produces the wine of the Spirit, the wine of the Spirit is tender. It means that Holy Ghost is very sensitive. The Holy Ghost is so sensitive.
So, in prayer,
the Bible says in Romans 8, verse 26, likewise the Spirit also helps our infirmity. You want to change? Yes. You want to stop beating your wife? You want to stop insulting? You want to stop whatever you do? You want to stop living as a man of the flesh and to assume to be awakened to the fatherhood of God, to live the life of the Spirit? Likewise, the Spirit also desires that, but He helps you. That is why the Spirit of grace and supplication will help you. That grace, Spirit of grace, will push you, will bring the desire, birth in you the desire to pray. And like Daniel prayed and was strengthened by the angel, like Jesus prayed also and was strengthened the same way. So as you pray in the Spirit, you are relieved of all the ladings, you see, the burdens of the flesh. Whatever held you bound, why couldn't you, don't know why you couldn't stop stealing, what have you? Yes, they will all leave you as you stand in prayer, as you supplicate God. I've told you the reason why you have to stay long in His presence. The Bible says in Ecclesiastes 8, verse 3, that do not be in a hurry to leave the King's presence. Don't be in a hurry, He's working on you. Though you went there with your own petition, but look at it. The Bible says, let us come boldly to the throne of grace. He cannot say, you see, the Bible says that Jesus cannot say He cannot bear with the feelings of our infirmities. I want to show you Hebrews chapter 4. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Even though we gossip, we have our own fair share of the wrong stuff as the people of the world are doing, He said that He knows all things. Look at this. In chapter 13, chapter 8, Hebrews 4 verse 13. Neither is there any creature that is not manifest in His sight, but all things are naked and open unto the eyes of Him with whom we have to do. God sees all things. Now, verse 14. Seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus Christ of God, let us hold fast our profession, our faith. Verse 15. For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities. We don't have a high priest that cannot, that doesn't understand our weaknesses. He knows that We are weak. We have our own weaknesses. He can be touched. He understands our weaknesses.
Yet, without sin,
he didn't sin. He was tempted like we all tempted, right? Or we are. We all go through the temptations. Yet, he did not sin. Verse 16. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy. So, as you go before God in prayer, you obtain mercy. The mercy to overcome the flaws. The mercy to overcome your own sins. Whatever you've done wrong, as you stand in prayer, you are forgiven. Are you getting it? It appears prayer is good for us. It's God's prescription to overcome sin, to overcome the flesh. Pray lest ye fall into temptation, that you don't get tempted as believers, as followers of Christ, to be following your own will. Pray lest your flesh weighs you down, disappoints you. Pray.
So people who are prayerless,
they walk so much in the flesh, they fulfill so much of the desires of the flesh because they pray less.
And especially those who pray
without, see, revelation, understand the will of God for prayer, they pray amiss. The more you pray, you can't be a prayerful person and be walking purposeless in, you know, in line with God's purpose for your life. You always find yourself in the center of God's will. You find yourself doing what God wants you to do. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Thank you, Holy Spirit.
So as we obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need, it's like prayer is an investment.
The little lies we tell,
the small things we do, that stubbornness, that we are not meek, we are not lowly, they affect
the grip. Because for the oil to come
out of the olive, it needs to go through fire. It needs to be crushed. For the grape to be brewed, see, for the grape wine or what have you to be brewed, the grape needs to be crushed.
Are you willing to be crushed? Our grape
is tender.
Our grape is tender. And the Bible says to learn of him.
Are you that easy, you know, easy going person that can forgive easily? Are you the type that can hold on to grudges against your wife, against your husband, against friends? Are you the one that is unforgiving? Are you the type that is so strong hearted, very mean? You can't be a believer having the Holy Spirit, which is the love of God. The Bible says in Romans 5 verse 8, that the love of God is shed abroad in the heart by the Holy Ghost. Romans 5:5. Bible says that, and hope make it not ashamed, for the love of God is shed abroad in our heart. So he makes us love God. We have the love of God in our heart by the Spirit. How can you have the Holy Spirit and be so mean?
How can you
perpetuate disheartening atrocities against men?
That is not Christ-like.
That is never Christ-like. In supplications, change
comes. As you stand in supplication, true supplication brings change. It brings transformation and reformation. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, lastly, Ecclesiastes chapter 10 verse 1, dead flies. They are dead lives. See, the Bible says that dead flies. Now that you are in Christ, you don't have to go after the dead works. The Bible calls it the dead works. See, the works of darkness. You have to shun them. If any man be in Christ, is a new creature, all things are passed away. The Bible says that all, you see, the dead flies cause the ointment of the apothecary
to send forth a
stinking smell, a stinking savor. So do it a little folly, him that is in reputation for wisdom and honor.
Listen, little flies,
the dead flies, the dead ones, they cause the oil to smell. Your own anointing will smell.
When you bear grudges
as a child of God,
these things are not convenient.
Instead of you to attract favor, you rather sense wrong savor that would drive away helpers from you. What was Jesus like? His words were so gracious. Men love his words. The Bible says, let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace to your hearers. What do you tell your wife? How do men feel after you've spoken to them?
Is it Christ-like?
If it is not, I give you an assignment today. Place a demand on the spirit of grace.
In supplication, talk to God.
Now, this is what the Bible says the Holy Ghost does for us. The Bible says that he, the Holy Ghost, who knows the heart of the Spirit, searches all, knowing the mind of the Spirit, he does this work for you. In Rome, in the book of Matthew chapter 3, the verse 11, Matthew 3, 11, look at this.
I indeed baptize
you with water unto repentance, but he that comes after me, whose shoes I am not worthy to loose or to bear, he shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire.
Whose fan
is in his hand? So the Holy Ghost comes with fire in your life. He has a fan in his hand, and he will thoroughly purge his floor, purge your heart, and gather his wheat into the garner, but he will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire. It is the work of the Spirit to work in you as you supplicate God. All the chaff in your life will go away. I challenge you to this test.
Pray in the Holy Ghost.
In Jude, the verse 20, the Bible says, by ye beloved, see what? Pray, the Bible says, to build up yourself upon your most holy faith. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Christ has set you free. He's made you free. Stand fast in this liberty wherewith Christ has made you free. And do not be entangled therein again. See, don't be entangled in bondage. What do you do? Acknowledge your deliverance. Acknowledge your newness in Christ. I love you. Know that the dead flies, same stinking smell, savor.
Through prayer,
the Holy Ghost has fire to burn them all, burn all the chaff. The little forces of lies, they will go. Your taste for lies, take out, the Bible says, the forces. For little forces, they can destroy your Christian walk.
Little forces. Tonight, I challenge you
to the test. Allow the Holy Spirit. If you don't pray in the Holy Ghost, listen, you are lacking so much. I don't care what you've learned. Don't be indoctrinated
by false preachers.
In 1 Corinthians, you are told about the Spirit. Now, how do you pray in the Holy Ghost? How do you pray in the
Spirit? Now, in Jude, a book before Revelation,
the Bible says to build up yourself upon your most holy feet. So how do you do that? How do you pray in the Holy Ghost? The Bible says pray in the Holy Ghost. So how do you do this? The verse 20, look at this. It says,
let me start from this.
But beloved, remember ye the words which were spoken there of the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ, how that they told you that there should be mockers in the last time, who should work after their own ungodly lusts, who should walk after their own ungodly lusts, the desires of their flesh, of their heart, their will.
These
be they who separate themselves, they disconnect themselves, sensual, having not the Spirit.
In the last days.
But you, beloved, building up yourselves upon your most holy faith, pray in the Holy Ghost. How do you pray in the Holy Ghost? Pray in the Spirit. Now, today, if you don't have the grace, if you have not been activated to speak in other tongues, to pray in the Holy Ghost, I release the grace of God right now, the Spirit of grace right now, that you begin to move now. May your lips, may your tongue be touched by the Spirit of God. May this fire touch you and cause you to start babbling with words in your spirit, may the Spirit of God grant you utterance right now to speak in our tongues. Receive the Holy Ghost right now. Say, I take by faith the Spirit of grace. Thereby, I have received utterance to pray in the Holy Ghost, to speak in tongues. I have received the Spirit of grace. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Go ahead and pray in the Holy Ghost. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Your change has come. I love you so much. I'll come your way next week. But I pray, Spirit of God, your word has come forth. You have spoken to your people to burn all, to remove all the dead flies, and all the little foxes that they have tolerated for this long. It has been tolerated far too long. It's about time, Lord, that they never allow those things to live, exist in their world. In their work with you, Lord, they don't want to be separated. They don't want to be sensual. They have desired, Lord, to do your will. Therefore, I pray for them. Let the Spirit of grace and of supplications envelop their hearts right now. Drag them into the place of prayer. Push them, Lord, onto their knees. Show them the mystery that Delilah used against Samson, for putting Samson on the knees. That's where difficult tasks are performed. I thank you, Lord. Let the grace multiply in Jesus' name. Listen, if you don't pray, if you're not a praying person, you're going wrong. Maybe others can pray for you. Listen, David was anointed to kill who? Goliath. Now, Goliath was not, it was a one man for himself. There are some demons, there are some situations that you need to stand alone. Israel didn't fight that battle, it took one man. There are some battles in your life that no matter the men of God that will pray for you, they will never leave you until you pray. Rise to your calling. The Goliath of your life cannot be pulled down by any man of God, by you. So David said, is there not a cause? So, I have men of God praying for me. Listen to me. There are things you have to do for yourself. And that is why Demas left Apostle Paul. He longed after the world. He departed from the faith. He went away. He fell away, having loved this present world. Titus was recovered. Listen, if you don't pray for us, there are wars, right? There are battles. There's a corporate war where the soldiers fight together, and there are the other wars which are individualistic in nature. Goliath came alone and said, bring one man for yourself. Bring your hero here and let's fight. Listen, you have to fight
for that family.
You have to fight. Stand to the cause. See, make sure you get
this thing right
and begin to pray right now. That's why I pray that you desire, one, you desire the Spirit of grace that will bring about the prayer in you. Be disciplined enough and be devoted.
Decide.
Discipline and be devoted. You become a disciple of prayer. You love prayer. You love prayer. The Goliath of your life will stop when you say, is there not a cause? God bless you so much. I love you. Until I come away next week, bye-bye. Do what to share this video. Do what to share. And the more you share me, the Lord also spread you across the globe. In Jesus' name, I love you. Till I come away next week, bye-bye. Or you can better still contact the platform, pick our WhatsApp number and join us. We have a lot of teachings and other prayer schedules that we do have on our WhatsApp platform. God bless you so much. I love you. I love you. If you have not liked our page, do what to like our page to follow us. God bless you.